Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Welcome, everyone. This is Joanne White, and I am so glad to share the day with you. And we have a very special guest today, Sue London, whom I'll introduce in a few moments. And what I've been very pleased to see on television is the introduction in the last couple of years of recognizing that your pet is not just a pet, but a family member, because that's how we view our pets. They help us, they give us laughter, they give us support, they're our friends, they're our, sometimes for some people, they're actually our confidants. And Sue has an amazing healing story about her pet Rocky, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So, Sue is a pet therapist, she's also a Reiki master, she's an international radio host and author. She inspires audiences and people, pet owners and their pets, to heal emotionally and physically. She has an intuitive healing practice with people and animals, speaks professionally, and works in the community to help others get inspired. She's featured in Jack Canfield's upcoming book, People Who Succeed. Sue was nominated for the Halton Woman of the Year in 2004 and awarded the Business Mastery Award in 2007. She's been featured in magazines all around the world and in over 300 international radio shows. She's going to be in upcoming books in, hopefully if it's this summer, Amazing Women Around the World and A Doctor's Guide to Dog Therapy. And Sue just told me as we were waiting for the show to begin that she's going to be featured on the magazine this Friday to be talking about pets. So, hello, Sue.
Well, hello there. I'm so excited to be here today and share this wonderful topic with all your listeners.
Well, I think it's a very important topic, and I think a lot of people don't understand enough about what Reiki, what energy work, and also what pet therapy is, and how people like us, because, you know, I'm a Reiki master teacher too, can really help people, individuals, with their pets. But you have a wonderful story that actually brought me to tears when I was reading it. And so I think it's incredibly moving, and it's about Rocky and about really the healing power that animals can have in our lives. So would you mind sharing that with our listeners?
Well, sure, absolutely. I would say my journey started with Rocky. He came into my life 8 months before I was diagnosed having Crohn's disease. And I'm sharing that with you all because I want to make the point that every animal comes into your life for a reason. And for me, Rocky came into my life to help me to cope with having Crohn's disease. He helped me to cope when I was pregnant with my second child. My weight went down to 80 pounds. I was told by the doctor either I had to make a choice for me to live or the baby would live. And my family brought the dog down to the hospital. Pet therapy, you know, experienced that. And then I ended up going home and delivering a beautiful baby girl two months later. With my first child, I had to go on bed rest at the seven-month stage because I was starting to have some complications. So Rocky was there to help me with that. And I was going through some challenges in my marriage. My first husband was emotionally abusive. So I really turned to Rocky quite a lot for support and for strength. And then in 1996, my intestine burst, and I was given 30 minutes to live. Now, Rocky couldn't come to the hospital at that point, where I was. But when I did come home, he was very supportive and stayed right with me and, you know, did different things to, you know, keep me going and get me moving. And then after, gosh, it was about 2 months, 2 months later, I found out that my husband, who I was married to for 16 years, he had a girlfriend for 14 years of our marriage. So I then went through divorce. So Rocky was just my rock through all of that. And then what happened was, as I started working on myself and, you know, getting stronger, building my confidence, Crohn's disease completely healed now. My children are healthy, happy, beautiful, grown up. And as I'm working on myself, a new man came into my life, and I've now been married with him for, we've been together for 11 years and going strong. And what happened when Ross came into my life, months later, not long after, I watched Rocky's health start to go downhill. And basically, I say to my husband, Rocky found his replacement. And he knew that I was going to be okay. So, you know, he was with me at a time in my life when I needed him the most. And he's still with me. I have a little angel dog pin that I wear to all my events, and I feel him still with me. And he's just, you know, continues to be my support and rock and my best friend.
No, it's such
That's
a great
a short
story.
Version.
Well, we have so much more to talk about. But
I
you also have a book about Rocky. It's called Rocky's Trip to the Hospital. When was he allowed to be in the hospital?
Well, what happened when I was pregnant with my second daughter, that was in 1992, and my weight was down to 80 pounds, and I couldn't, it was all I could do, you know, because I was so weak, to walk 4 feet from the bed to the washroom. So, you know, being in the hospital for 4 or 5 months at a time, that was very stressful, knowing I had a little girl who was 4 years old at home, and, you know, I just didn't have the normal life. My family was telling me that Rocky was at that front door crying tears when I left, and he never left that door the whole time I was in the hospital. So at that time here in Canada, animals were not looked upon as being therapeutic. So what happened, my family was allowed to bring the dog down to the hospital, but outside on the patio. So what happened, I had to, you know, get outside to see my dog. And when the nurse came in my room, and she had this big grin on her face, and she said, you know, we've got this really nice surprise for you out on the balcony. I'm just going to go get your wheelchair, so just hang tight. Something filled my body like I have never experienced before in my life. This strength and this determination to see my dog just filled me like something I cannot explain. And I got out of bed, and I just focused on seeing Rocky, my 14-pound little Shih Tzu dog. And I got out of bed, and I grabbed my IV pole, and I just focused. I had to get from the bed to that door, to the door frame, you know. And so that's all I did. I focused on that, and I got there. And then I focused, okay, I'm going to go see Rocky. So I got out in the hall, and I grabbed that railing. And I just kept focusing, I'm going to see Rocky, I'm going to see Rocky. And I started inching my way down the hall, grabbing the IV pole, dragging it behind me, inch by inch. And as I got closer, at the end of the hall, there was this big glass door. And there I saw my furry friend there wagging his tail. And he jumped up on the glass, and he was, you know, wagging his tail like crazy. And again, more energy filled me, because I was so focused on seeing that dog, having him lick me cuddling him, patting him, and the whole thing. I forgot that I was in this state of only 80 pounds and very weak and, you know, morning sickness 24/7 and the whole bit, right? Did not even think twice about anything that was going on with my health, only about the dog. I got down to the... Go ahead. And I got down to that door, and I opened it, and Rocky jumped in my arms, and I cried like there was no tomorrow, because I was just so grateful to feel and to see my dog and experience him in my heart, in my arms and that. And 2 days later is when I went home feeling so much better. There was just such a shift in my energy, in my health, and he never left my side that whole time, the rest of my pregnancy. And, you know, every time that daughter, she has a birthday or a graduation or, you know, she just got her license and gets a car, I am crying my heart out because I keep reflecting back to what that dog did for me. And I'm so grateful for everything he did so that I have this, you know, wonderful child now in my life.
Well, I think it's real a blessing. It's really a blessing. And a lot of people don't recognize the healing potential and the healing abilities that animals have. Now, I'm going to say something that I have not seen corroborated in any way, but I've seen a lot of people through my years of counseling and coaching and speaking. And oftentimes, when one person's illnesses or challenges don't get diagnosed or finally get diagnosed, I have noticed, again, I'm going to step out on the limb here, that a lot of their pets have already taken on that illness.
Now, oh, absolutely.
Okay, now, you know, I can't do a study on that or whatever, but it's just so amazing. So I agree with you. I think that their ability, firstly, their emotional ability to kind of tune in to levels that sometimes we're not aware of or privy to is amazing, and to really allow that healing to take place. And so I think sometimes they do that healing, and they sometimes take that on to themselves. When I was going to a chiropractor's office years ago, this man used to have his beautiful lab in the office. You'd come in and his dog was there all the time, beautifully, beautifully gentle, but there, and I just believe that he was a part of everybody's healing. It's amazing.
Well, can I share a story with you?
Sure.
My husband and I, we have three dogs now. We have Molly and Willie, who are Shih Tzus, and we have Gus. All of these are adopted animals that have been rescued and, you know, abused, and, you know, one thing or another, they've come into our life to help us, but we are also helping them. And we also have Gus, who's a Shih Tzu, and we rescued him. And with Molly and Willie, they are certified pet therapy dogs. And when you're talking about they take on people's stuff, Molly and Willie have come into the local children's hospital with us. And as I read my books, Rocky's Trip to the Hospital, and I go room to room visiting all the children, Ross will have the dogs in the lounge area. Because, again, in the Sick Kids Hospital, they're allowed in the lounge area but not in the rooms. Okay?
Right.
So the kids who are in the rooms, that in order to see them, they have to come out. And unfortunately, the terminally ill kids can't see the dogs. You know, so I can tell you, we can walk in there, and if anyone knows my dogs, they're, like, so proud, and they're strutting their stuff, and they're just ready to, like, go and heal, and they sense what people need. And about an hour later, they are completely wiped out. They are completely drained. Because what happens is they absorb the energy from the parents who are stressed and worried about their children. They, you know, take on the illness from the kids. Like, they can start, you know, feeling their stuff. So when I leave there, I give my dogs each a Reiki massage to clear the energy and the stuff they've taken on from these people. So absolutely, animals take on stuff. I can tell you that.
I know that, and you know that. It'd be interesting if they would do some kind of study to really kind of exemplify that in some way. Now, let's talk a little bit about your book, Soar Above It All, because you've talked about some of the challenges that you faced, and you were so brave in kind of reliving that for us a little bit on the air just before. But what advice would you offer to other people who are going through similar adversity or similar challenges, Sue?
I would say the first thing is you got to keep yourself in the present moment always. And you can't, you know, get your mind going back to the past and the what ifs and you know, the fear and the worry about the what could happen. You got to keep yourself in the present moment, because I know from the experience of being at hospitals, I was told I wasn't going to live. I was told I had 30 minutes to live, and who did I want to say goodbye to? And, I mean, that was in 1996, and a disease, they said, was never going to be cured. It is cured. So when you're in the present moment, you can go within yourself, and you can really have the answers come to you and not listening to others, and that helps to keep your stress down. And it also helps you to make the right decision. And another piece of advice that I would offer everybody is to be very grateful for everything that comes your way. Because when you focus on gratitude, you know, the law of attraction, right, you can attract, you know, the abundance in the different areas of your life. And, you know, when you keep a grateful journal, then you can it can help you to become positive. You know, in the weakest of the worst days of my life, I would write a grateful journal, and I would write in that. And some days, honestly, it was hard, and I thought, okay, well, I woke up this morning. I'm breathing today, you know. Now I can write bigger things, but that was
really...
Well,
you know, it's amazing because people, and I tell that story so much, too, people take, they sort of take their health for, you know, it's just, it's something that they expect. And when you go through something like you went through or something that I went through early on in my life, when you go through a health challenge, you immediately begin to recognize how wonderful and how healing and how grateful you are to be alive, to have your faculties. And you and I are both Reiki masters. And so one of the precepts of Reiki is just for today, I will be grateful. And I love that because it's, you were talking about living in the moment. It is about living in the moment, and it's also about recognizing that there's so much in the moment and the moment before and the moment after that we do have to be grateful for if we just sort of recognize that.
Absolutely.
And I also like to tell people, Sue, that it's also about being grateful. You're talking about the law of attraction. So it's also about being grateful for those things that we haven't received yet and just have that positive expectation that they're going to be in our lives and be grateful for that. Now, I want to move on a little bit because how do you, I mean, we're talking about using Reiki and a lot of people don't know about Reiki. So let's give a little bit of explanation about Reiki. I want you to do that. But also how you, you know, you said that after you take your dog back from the hospital, you're actually working on your dog, giving your dog energy because your dog has really helped so many people to feel good, but your dog's depleted after that. So how do you help heal the pet with Reiki?
Okay, well, let me give you an example of a dog that I worked on that the owner called me and said that her dog was very tired, and she thought something was wrong with it. It was a Shih Tzu, and she felt, or sorry, a Bichon, and she felt that maybe she needed to put him to sleep because maybe there was something wrong she couldn't see. So she thought, well, I was the last hope. Two-year-old dog should not be in that state. And so she brought the dog to me, and I had the dog on my knee, and this, again, an animal will not always come on your knee. You may have to send Reiki, you know, through your hand without touching them. And let me backstep a bit. Reiki, what Reiki is energy, and it comes through the practitioner and comes through them. So we're like the catalyst. The energy comes through us and gives the animal or the person what they need, and it helps them on the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental level. We as a practitioner don't decide where it's going or how much. It just, we're the catalyst that comes through us. So this particular animal decided he wanted to sit on my knee. So he's on my knee, and I had my hand on his body. And I always have the owner there as well when I'm working on the animal. Because what will happen is the animal, I will pick up from the animal what's going on, and I will get messages to give the owner. And I have no control. It just kind of channels through me. This is kind of something
right.
that I was born with, kind of, you know. And so what happened, I had my hands on the dog, and all of a sudden the dog is telling me that he is so sad and he feels so bad when he sees his owner cry. So I told her that. And I'm working again, still doing the Reiki on the dog by holding my hands on him, and I'm patting him. Like, it doesn't matter if my hands are flat on him or patting him, it's still coming through me, okay, for your listeners. And so I'm sharing with the owner, you know, Buttons really doesn't like seeing you cry. That's all it took, and the waves started, and she was sobbing. And she said, I didn't know he knew that I was sad. And so I did some techniques, some coaching techniques with her. And as I'm doing the Reiki on Buttons, the energy he had taken on of hers was beginning to clear. And then while I was talking with her at the same time and taking her through techniques to clear this depression she had, we started talking more. And by the end of the time, that dog was like a puppy again, wagging his tail. That girl went on to suffering depression almost at a point where she was suicidal, to going on and opening a retreat for mothers and daughters in northern Ontario, Canada. And then she went on to be featured in Doreen Virtue's book, I think it was 2 years ago now, February. And now she's like got this whole new like life opened up for her. And the dog is like the puppy that he should have been years ago. And it's really funny because she'll say, well, I mentioned your name to Buttons. And as soon as he hears my name, he just sparks up and starts wagging his tail. So that's an example of how Reiki can work with the animal and how I work with clearing the owner, which helps the animal in the long run.
Well, I think it's so powerful and so wonderful, and actually I love the idea of working on animals. I also work on plants, believe it or not. Somebody repotted a plant for me, and it was an aloe plant, and soaked it. Now, they're really desert plants, and it got drenched, and there I am talking to it and doing energy work on it. I could feel the energy going into this, so I'm hoping that this plant survives because it's just really important to me. So what can people use? What kind of people? Because not everybody's going to go ahead like you and I and go through Reiki. Maybe they don't even believe in it, but we are channels of Reiki. We're conduits in a way. But so what can people do? If they're not going to do that, but what can they do that can help them with their pets and with the issues that they have with their pets? Do you have any kind of simple advice or simple technique that they can use immediately?
Well, I would say, first of all, there's a really great book, and I'm sure you know about this one, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay.
Louise Hay, right.
Right? And in this book, she talks about how your emotions affect your health. And we were talking about how our animal will mirror our stuff, okay? People will say, oh, you know, my dog has this condition. And when you go to the book, for example, ear, okay, when you go there, there's something that you don't like hearing, okay? I had one client that she came to me, she said, oh, her dog has had something wrong with its ear, and the vet wanted to charge her $700 a month for this medicine for the dog, and she just couldn't afford it. Beautiful, beautiful dog, almost reminded me of my Rocky, like this was an angel dog sent to her. And so I was saying to her that the dog was mirroring her stuff, okay, because animals, they are such at a high vibration, they don't get illness, they take our stuff on. So I got the book out, Louise Hay book, I showed her the book, and so I said to her, now, you know, there's something that's going on that your dog doesn't like to hear. What is it you don't like to hear? And she said, oh my gosh, she says, I'm always fighting with my mother. And so when I showed her the book, I said, well, you don't like hearing things, right? That's your ear. So if you go to that book, you can look up what different conditions are and what they mean, and you can work on the affirmation. And by working on that, you can clear that in you that will help to clear that in your animal. And that dog, he's fine now.
You know, that's great. And people need to remember what we've been talking about is that oftentimes animals take on the condition, the illnesses, the trauma, the upset, the depression, as you were talking about, Sue, of their owners. And so by working on the affirmation, like you're talking about from Louise Hay's book, and I'm familiar with it, by working on that and working with you as well as your dog, you're going to help to clear that. Now, I'm going to tell you a very off-the-wall story.
Okay.
And maybe you can help me make sense of it, because years ago, I was going through a very difficult time, and I decided to go on a little bit of a healing journey, and I went to Padre Pio's site here, and there was a beautiful statue of Mary, and I did some prayers and whatever, and I left something, and I asked for a sign.
Mm-hmm.
That I was being heard in some way, and I came back, and to me it was like a pilgrimage that I had gone on, because that was the whole sense, that was the mindset, and that was how I kind of spiritually got myself in gear for it. I come home, mm-hmm. and the next morning I look at my cat,
mm-hmm.
and the way her fur is, right a little bit above her eyes, right in the middle of her forehead, like where the third eye is an M for Mary.
Oh.
Now, I thought, oh, my God, that's never been there before.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to me, that was a sign. But then somebody else told me that there are animals, there are cats in particular, that do get that. Are you familiar with that? Do you know what that means?
I've never heard that. My feeling, as I'm hearing your story, it was a sign for you.
Oh, definitely. And I took it like that, and I was so grateful. But to this day, I still have the same sweet, beautiful Siamese cat. She still has that. And you know, I used to say to people, do you see that? Thinking it's just me. But it's there. It's unmistakable. And to me, it's like that message. I was being heard, which is, again, a wonderful way to be grateful and to recognize that support is all around. So couple of other things. Go ahead.
Can I add something to that? When we're talking about animals and getting signs, I don't know if you're familiar with the book by Ted Andrews, Animal Speaks. Do you know that book?
I love that
and,
book.
Oh, my, you know when you know stuff, it's like, oh, my goodness, you start like this whole really spiritual journey. What happens for me is I have got squirrels around me like crazy right now. And squirrels are about gathering and you know, getting ready to grow. And that's really a great book, because what people don't realize is that, you know, it doesn't have to just be our own pet giving us signs, but other animals can come up to us. And we can get messages from them as well. So that book, you know, by Ted Andrews, Animal Speaks, is a phenomenal book.
And really, I think it holds true. A lot of the messages that you're getting at the time, and when people look at it, they'll understand what we're talking about, seem to be right on for that particular day or experience or whatever you're going through in your life. And it's just acknowledgement of that and a way to see it very differently.
Yes, yeah.
Now, before the show, you were talking about an event that you're going to be on this Friday. So I'm excited to hear about that a little bit. So share that with our listeners, because that sounds like a wonderful opportunity for you and your pet.
Well, this is going to be a really fun Friday for me, for sure. What's happening, an article of my story with what Rocky's done for me on pet therapy is being featured in a magazine called What Women Want Plus More. And it's a magazine that you can get all across Canada, and you can, I believe you can also get it online. What's happening is a photo crew is coming over to our house on Friday, and they're shooting the pictures of myself with my three dogs, and we are the cover photo for that magazine for the, I think it's the summer edition. So that's going to be a real hoot, because if anyone has more than one pet, my dogs are used to being in front of the camera, and they all get their own little pose when they see the camera. So it's going to be a real hoot here in our home on Friday. So they get their beauty treatment on Thursday, and we have to make sure the grass is cut early enough so they don't get all the green stain on their legs, because they're beige in color.
I think animals love to show off, and if they're used to being in front of, Now my cat is skittish, and she sings. This is a funny story. You'll appreciate.
Oh yeah.
That. Hopefully our listeners will. She sings with me, but only when nobody's around. So I used to think, wow, we could go on television, but the minute she knows anybody else is around, she stops. It's like it never happened, but it's a riot. So,
well, you never know what an animal will do, and with our pup, Gus, he's going to be 2 in July. And last July, I shot some TV shows for the Pet Network, which in the States you've got the Animal Planet, right? And I was on this TV show, Pet Central. And I was on as celebrity radio host on this one particular show. And I was making a homemade birthday cake for my dog, showing people how, making food out of, regular food for our pet. And what we had to do was we had to make a cake ahead of time, and this was made with ground turkey and that. And I had to drive for this shoot, for this location. It was about an hour and a half, 2-hour drive. July, hottest day of the year for us, right? And so I make this cake. Now, Gus had never eaten it before. And so I had to make this cake, and I had sweet potatoes as the icing on top. And we had to have him eat this cake live on the show. And I'm thinking, oh, my Lord, is he going to eat the cake? What's going to happen? And all I could picture was he was going to eat this and just feel sick and throw up all the way home in the car. But it went fantastic. It was like he knew. He sensed that, that was his moment to shine. And I have never seen a dog more on cue for a TV show. And he's been on the show now a few times with me. And he just loved that birthday cake like there was no tomorrow.
I think that's a great story. Now I want to shift gears a little bit about something that's been on my mind, and it's related to animals and the fact that they are so precious. And I don't know that everybody, sure, people who have pets recognize their value, but oftentimes you see animals that are being abused and are being left and abandoned and hurt by, whether it's by their owners. There are stories that happen all the time that I hear about animals being shot up with BB guns or whatever, or kids just playing and being really malicious. Why do you think people are behaving that way to creatures that have so much to offer and really are not doing us harm?
Yeah. I think, there's people out there that have such anger in them, and that's all they focus on is just their anger. People are getting at them, so they're going to go out and get whoever, I know for me, my dogs have always been given me signs when someone's not right in my life. And when I was growing up, every one of my dogs I've had have been rescue animals. And my first dog I got when I was 3 years old, her name was Spot. I named her Spot because she had this big brown spot on her butt by her tail. I'm 3 years old, so that was a real original name, right? Little terrier. And what happened was because I was an only child, she was like my sister, my protector, right? And, my sister. Like, I would share everything with her. And so as I got older and my first husband came into the picture, I can tell you that she would growl at him like there was no tomorrow. And she would growl at him, and she would even bite at his heels. And, that to me was, when I look back, a real sign that, she was trying to tell me this guy was not good for me. And he turned out not to be good. Like, he was abusive to me, and then he went on to abuse our kids after we split. What happened for me?
You didn't pay attention to this.
I didn't pay attention, exactly. And I'm sharing this point with the listeners because your pets will give you signs that you really, really got to pay attention to. When I'm interviewing someone now to work for me, they're actually being interviewed by my dogs. And if my dogs don't come near you or they don't like you, then you don't get a job with me on how good your credentials are. I had a phone call, a few months ago from a man that said who he was, but he really wasn't. said he could help me and gave me a lot of empty promises. At the time, I wasn't too sure, you know, about him, but I tuned into my dogs. They are always in my office at my feet working. And I'm just on the phone, not even a speakerphone. And as I was talking to him, they were growling and barking, and they were just going crazy. The hair on the back of their neck was standing up. And I had to shorten the call because of their behavior. And my dogs are pet therapy dogs. They would lick you to death. That's not their common trait, right?
Right.
Well, I later found out that that was a man that was not a good person to have in my life, and they were giving me that cue. So, you know, I think that even though my dogs, you know, with Spot, she was abused. She was actually dumped out at a year and a half on a highway. And any time, like, the blinker, you know, your turning signal on the car would
right.
go off, she would, like, cry like crazy. And, you know, that's where I learned to really have a real love for animals and, you know, really comfort them. And, oh, my gosh, the things that I've done for animals. And even now to this day, my family call me a dog stalker. I am not, just to make that clear, but I have to stop and pat every single dog that I see on the street or every single cat that comes up to me, and I have to give them Reiki and clear them and that. And, you know, because there's so many animals out there that, like you said, take on so much stuff. And, you know, we have three dogs.
We're listening to Sue London. I just want to tell people that there's a call-in number if they want to talk to us. It's 805-285-9790, and we're talking to Sue London. We're talking about pet therapy. She's an international host and author and featured in so many books and on radio shows and television shows, and we're having a fabulous pet talk time. You know, I have a story that's similar in terms of really knowing intuitively and instinctively that animals are really the best judge of characters, and sometimes we miss that, but our animals don't. And I remember many years ago, somebody came to, it was a kind of a first date thing. They come to the door, the guy rings the bell, my cat comes downstairs because she likes people and she's always curious. She comes downstairs, she takes one look at him and one sense of him, because it wasn't just a look. She sized the guy up almost immediately. She kind of put her nose in the air and went back upstairs, and I called my friend, a girlfriend of mine, and I said, guess what? What do you think? Because she was, and that was the first and last date, but she was giving me a signal that it may have taken me months or maybe years to have picked up, and she got it instantaneously. So I love what you do, and that you gauge that by your animals. People may think you're a little wacky, but it's really, really, really true.
Well, let me tell you, you're talking about, you know, finding the right man for you. my dog, Molly, she's a little Shih Tzu, and she's a rescue dog. We rescued her at 3 months old. Little Shih Tzu had been abused. She fit in the palm of my hand, right? And what happened, we knew it was a man, because anytime a man came around her, she'd cower down and pee on their feet. So when Rocky had passed over and, you know, Ross had come into my life, we were dating, and we were over at the school, and we had Molly over with us to pick up my youngest daughter. And Ross was there with his dog, Maddie was her name. She's a, oh, my gosh, I just lost what she was, terrier, Jack Russell terrier. And so we had the two dogs over there, and right away my daughter looked at Molly, and Molly was all over Ross, wagging her tail and everything. And Sarah did not know that I had, you know, we had an interest in each other, that we had gone on a couple dates, but I wanted to make sure this was the right man before I introduced him to my kids, right? Mm-hmm. And Sarah right away said, Mom, I don't know who this man is, but you've got to marry him, because look at how Molly is taking to him. Because she would always, like, cower down and pee on their feet, but she didn't do it with this guy. And so we always joke around and say, Molly picked my husband because she didn't pee on him. And truly,
now,
he is, really, you know, a great guy.
Well, it sounds like he's a great guy and you have a great marriage. And I think what we're going to tell our listeners is that if you don't believe Sue and if you don't believe me, we have really utilize this in our lives, try it. You don't have anything to lose, but try it. The next time you have guests or visitors, or like you said, you're looking for that man or that woman or that right person, introduce that person to your pet first. Get the reaction, get the response, and really take it to heart, because it's meant to be taken seriously.
Oh, for sure.
Now,
I
was just going to say, we only have a few more minutes, and I wanted you to leave people with some message of inspiration and also how people get a hold of you. So, but finish what you had
sure.
to say.
Okay, well, I was going to say, too, one thing also that you can watch is that watch your energy, because your animal will, like mirror that. And if I know when our grandson comes over, he's 4, and little boys are so different than girls, let me tell you that. What happens when our grandson comes over, he is, like, so busy, and he's really full of energy. And our dogs will actually start getting hyper when he comes over. So if you find your pet's getting really hyper, like, you know, then you need to go within and calm yourself down. So that's another sign to kind of watch that your pet can, you know, will mirror that too. And that's a good sign for you to know it's time to get outside and get grounded. I was just going to share that.
Good.
One thought.
I want you to first give our listeners a parting inspiration, and also tell people how they can get a hold of all these new books that are coming out, how they could get a hold of you, not just for their pets, but for the services that you offer for people as well, because you do spiritual coaching and count, you know, all over the world. So just tell us how people can connect.
Sure. Well, to connect with me, if you go to my website, asksuelondon.com, that's asksuelondon.com. There you can see all the details on my radio shows and how to connect with them. And with the calendar, you can see where I'm doing the events in, you know, your local areas. And then also there's a contact page on there that has my phone number and the email address and every way you can connect with me. So check out my website, asksuelondon.com. And I would say, you know, message of inspiration to leave with y'all. First of all, y'all have to have a pet in your home because, honestly, pets in your life are the best medicine. And I'm a real strong believer in saving a life and going to your local shelter. Every one of my pets have been rescue animals, and they have gone on to make such a difference in our lives. So that's number one. And number two, you know, be grateful for everything in your life. I am extremely grateful, as funny as this may sound, I'm grateful that I had that disease. I'm grateful that I experienced the challenges being pregnant and, you know, having the near-death experience and going through divorce and meeting Mr. Right, because all of these experiences taught me valuable lessons along my journey. So be grateful for everything, you know, and when I go out for walks now, when I see a butterfly land on a flower, I will stop and I will look at that butterfly and how beautiful it is, or stop and smell a flower. So just realize, you know, these are the small things that are important in life. Keep a grateful journal and record this stuff. And know that life is a journey, right?
Yes.
And everything happens for a reason.
I think it's so wonderful. And what I need to tell people is that Sue does get back to you. She really takes what she teaches and what she preaches to heart. So it's been a wonderful experience. I wanted to share one more story with you because you would understand this, and hopefully the listeners who've tuned in are tuned into what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And one of my clients was going through a very difficult time, and I encouraged her to get an animal, and she couldn't. She was not really able to keep a dog, but she was able to keep a cat. So it was again about letting people in her lives. Well, the guy that she met next was somebody who kept saying, "Oh, I'm allergic to animals. I can't do." And he turned out to be somebody that she wasn't supposed to be with anyway. And the next guy, that was the right guy, had no problem with her cat at all. So again, animals give us messages, and we need to also be very kind to them. And I love what you said about really kind of paying attention to the moment, because oftentimes, like the challenges and the experiences, Sue, that you've gone through and that a lot of other people go through, including myself, there are gifts in them, even if you don't know it at the moment. Like you were able to learn so much from those experiences, to gain so much strength, and to be able to go on and help people. What a wonderful gift, even though it had to come through such adversity and hardship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
well,
I want to thank you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, when I look back at everything I went through, now because of my story, I have people share with me how they were suicidal. And if they can go through, you know, if I can go through what I did, then they feel they can too. So each day I'm getting, like, confirmation of it was definitely a reason in my life. So,
well,
you know,
it also
appreciate
helped
everyone.
You learn all these skills and everything
exactly.
else that you could go on healing yourself and helping to work with other people and pets. Now that's a
Absolutely.
Tremendous gift, and
yeah.
people and pets around the world, Sue London, are incredibly grateful for you.
Well,
so I want to thank you for being such a wonderful guest. I've had a lot of fun, and you've been a wonderful resource. And check Sue London's website out. Check her out. She has a lot of information to offer you and your pet. When you're doing it, have your pet sit there and see what your pet comes up with as well. Thanks again. We've been talking to Sue London, and it's been a wonderful day to share with you. Hopefully, you will take some of her advice and some of the stories and inspirational messages to heart to help you and to help your pet and to help all of us create a beautiful, better world. This is Dr. Joanne White, and check out my website at docwhite.org, docwhite.org, for upcoming books and shows and free offers and the Motivation Marathon, which is a wonderful opportunity that I'll be sharing with many other fabulous speakers and best-selling authors. So check that out as well, because that's free, and that's coming up June 11th. Have a blessed day. This is Dr. Joanne White. Take care.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.